education is one of the most, as far as I'm concerned, it's as important as, you know, shelter and food and people who love you around you, right? It is very, very important. What's your thought on it, though? You know, it raises questions about our institutions. It raises questions about people's capabilities. You know, does somebody need a degree? Okay, so if you're you get a degree in philosophy, or you get a degree, you get a master's in ancient art. Okay, does that mean you've got a degree? Doesn't make you a good leader? I'd be very interested to know your thoughts. 34519, Darren.
Oh, good.
Just give us a little bit of background about what's happening with John Steenhuis. I mean, what is the DA going to do about this? Where has this come from, this policy?
Well, that's the sad thing. You know, it seems like it came from one of the DA caucuses within one of the provinces. And it's a recommendation that's put through to Parliament. You know, what you need to look at is fit for purpose. And I think that's what we always look at. And I know that Twitter's alive with people saying, but why did we... You know, while we've got problems with people at SABC and their degrees and their qualifications, and simply put, that if a job description calls for something, you have to have it. Now, at this stage, a chief whip does not require anything more than a matric. To be a member of parliament does not require anything more than a matric. And at that stage, then whoever's a chief whip or a whip, you know, it doesn't have to be about the person themselves, it has to be about the position, they qualify.
It's so interesting because, I mean, it really is a bigger discussion. You know, does having a degree make you a good leader? And do you want to get rid of all the people who are potentially very, very good leaders who don't have degrees?
Well, this is the thing. I think that experience counts for a lot. And when we talk about fit for purpose, we often always put experience in just as much as a degree. Now, I've often argued you can get a surgeon that has a wonderful academic history, but as shaking hands, they're not necessarily the best surgeon. And for us, I know the argument is that we deal with legislation. And when I was a councillor, I only had a matric at the time, and we are dealing with bylaws and that, and you would assume that this is something that lawyers should be tackling.
Sure.
But you learn very quickly. You know, when you're held responsible and you're held accountable, you learn very, very quickly. And for me, I really believe that experience at this stage speaks a hell of a lot more than academic background. And I can prove this because often in time lawyers have come to us and said to us, how do we interpret X, Y, or Z in this bill, or how do we interpret X, Y, and Z in another bill? Now, I mean, they surely would know that we are not lawyers, that our background, you know, for John, he's just a matric. And yet they're coming to him because of his experience.
Interesting.
In terms of leadership, I've also, you know, a whip is supposed to provide management and not necessarily leadership, although I think John adequately provides both. You're right in that you can't necessarily teach leadership. You know, academic courses try and address deficits in leadership, but you're really born a leader, or you acquire leadership skills over time.
Sure. It's very interesting. So what is driving this? I mean, the majority of South Africans do not have degrees. So it's kind of making the pool of leaders very, very small if you have to have a degree. What is driving this, the DA wanting to have, you know, this what is it? Is it law?
Yeah, look, for us, I think at this stage you must appreciate that it's only one element of a province that is driving this. The Federal Congress has not approved this. The Federal Council has not approved it. So it's not the party that's going to be driving this at this stage. It's merely an idea and a suggestion. I don't believe it's going to get any leg because of the fact that, as I've said earlier, you know, it would really close the door on many good talents that we have, both of all colour, all race, all genders or religion. You know, you want to be more accommodating, and you want to ensure that you've got the right people for the job, and that they don't just tick the academic box, they tick experience, they tick, you know, fit for purpose, what they've done in the past in terms of political work. You know, these are the things that we judged on at the moment. We go through a rigorous process, which is also, there's a performance appraisal, there's an interview process, and, you know, you start at the stretch every 5 years. You could be John Steenhuisen, you can be whoever. You start at the start every 5 years, and you've got just as much chance as the person next to you.
Very interesting. Darren, if qualifications matter, or on a personal level, do you think qualifications matter?
Well, funnily enough, when I started, I actually only had my matric. And then I met a lady, and her father wasn't really endeared to the fact that she was a doctor, and I never had I only had a matric, so I think she got my BCom. But since then, I have actually been studying for an MPA.
Yes.
And should be, you know, please God, getting it at the end of this year. But these are all secondary. They don't help me in my job. You know, my job has been experience taught, and I've seen a bull from birth to finality now. And I promise you, there's not many academics or legal beagles in South Africa that have had that opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so mixed on this, because on the one hand, you know, we've got the DA saying, you know, qualifications are important, especially when it comes to Claudine Motsoeneng, Jacob Zuma, Julius Malema before he got his degree. And then you've got one provincial office saying that it's important, and you've got the rest of the DA saying, well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. It's such a confusing issue.
Again, we're going to go back to that buzzword, fit for purpose, because I honestly believe that if you want a pilot and you advertise for a pilot, it's important that you do have some form of, you know, you have something behind you that gives you a flying qualification, allows you to fly the aeroplane. Now, in terms of the SABC, again, you're running a broadcaster, multi-billion rand industry.
Yeah, that worked out well for them.
Some form of a management degree.
Sure.
What you don't want, though, is to say, and this can go down to a white privilege, black poverty argument again, you don't want to close the door on people that have ability and who could grow within that position and close the door because they just don't have that education. And I think we can, if you go back in our records, we never took President Zuma on because of his education.
Because he was a terrible leader. And he was corrupt.
And he has a president that had less than a matric.
Sure.
And I think we did accommodate that fact. You know, it would have been appreciated, you know, had you grown yourself in the position or had you taken on further studies. I must tell you, and I wish you could share what I hear from your side. I'm trying to interpret your question just by the bumps of the sound. I mean, it sounds amazing, but I haven't heard one word clearly yet, but I think I've covered your questions, haven't I?
You certainly have. Darren Bergman, when you get back to Joburg, please come and see us in studio. It'd be lovely to hear from you.